This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has announced the United States will suspend any and all travel from Europe for the next 30 days in an attempt to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Speaking Wednesday night from the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said the new restrictions would take effect Friday.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
The president did not list specific countries, but said the restrictions would apply to all Europe and would include trade and transportation. He said there will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings. The restrictions do not apply to Britain. With the U.S. stock market in free fall, Mr. Trump said he would take emergency action to provide financial relief for workers who were ill, quarantined, or caring for others with the illness. Tax payments would be deferred for businesses and individuals affected without penalties or interest. He said the Small Business Administration would provide capital and liquidity to firms affected by it. The president urged all Americans to abide by the recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, clean often used surfaces, cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough. And most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home.
President's action came after the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic and after the U.S. stock market plunged by more than 5%. And Kazakhstan is suspending all public events and taking special preventative measures due to the global spread of the coronavirus. And separately, the Interfax news agency quoted the deputy prime minister as saying that the June World Trade Organization ministerial conference in Kazakhstan has been canceled. This